good morning. Good to be back in the broadcast time this morning, be in your place of listening. Inviting you to church today. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Let's get back to the Word of God. We're entering a new year now, and of course, we ought to have a good outlook on what the Lord might do, help us do in this time. He left us here in this year, and certainly don't sit down and quit. Amen. Do something for Jesus. Tell someone about the Lord and invite them to the house of God. Amen. Make sure you have yourself in place in church. Some folks with an erroneous attitude that they don't have to go to church. Well, you don't have to, but you better. If you're saved by God's grace, you need to be in the house of God. Forsake not, he said. That's not a request. That's a commandment. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. As a matter of some is, even so much as you see the day approaching. And we've got a duty to be in the house of God. Pray for those that's not able to go. There's many that's not able to set their feet inside the house of God. They can't go anywhere. And remember them in prayer this morning. And then, of course, those that are lost without God, I pray that somehow the convicting power of the Holy Spirit would take some of the Word of God and bring conviction upon their lives. And those that's away from you, it's been out there that's drifting out in sin, out of church, out of the will of God, not saved, but backslid on God, and lost their joy, lost their desire to be in the house of God. David got to be an old man in the Bible. David got to be an old man. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. He loved God's house. Jesus loved God's house. Amen. He called it a house of prayer, not a house of merchandise. And he loved it. So be in church this morning. Invite you to come where we're members at. You're at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. And we want to invite you to come. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Worship 10:45. Then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then on Wednesday at 7, a prayer meeting. Time to get together and pray and testify about the goodness of God. So you come, be with us in the house of God today. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer now. I want to remember your needs this morning. God knows all about them. He understands. And he told us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Why should we do that? To obtain mercy, find grace to help in the time of need. That tells me that every one of us needs mercy and grace. Amen. We need mercy and grace because we are failures in a lot of things that we do because we're still living in the flesh. And he gives more grace for us because we're his. And so we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray. Pray more this year. Seek the face of God. Heavenly Father, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we just want to thank you for the privilege to approach the throne room this morning through the precious blood of our Savior. Just want to praise you for salvation. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that brought conviction to our hearts and lives and living in us today, leading us through this life and through the pathways we need to go. And I pray you bless, Lord, everything in the Word of God as we open it this morning. Pray that you'd use it to help some precious soul out there that maybe need encouragement and they're burdened down with things and sicknesses and different things going on in their lives. And I pray, oh God, that you'd help them to seek your face this morning. Have your way throughout the day. Bless the services in the house of God. Touch heart, bring conviction. Everything you do, we'll honor you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. I hope it will be a blessing to you. It's always a joy to hear the songs. Amen. That's a blessing to sing about the grace of God and the blessings of God. Amen. And so we hope you'll enjoy the singing now as they sing. Amen.
I wonder
Garden of grace, amen. Grace is abundant, grace is sufficient, and grace is ours, amen. I thank God for that. All right, we have one more this morning. Hope you enjoy it as it's going.
Love me.
Amen. Well, one day we are going home. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a wonderful time when we get home. Just look around. I'll be there somewhere. Very much alive. Amen. We're not going to be dead when we're there. Amen. This old body's going to leave it behind, but praise God, we got a glorified body, going to be with the Lord forever, and no sickness, no pain, no suffering, no sorrow. These things will be gone. No tears. Praise God. I can't wait to that day when everything's perfect and right, and we're serving with Him. Whatever He's going to do, I want to be with Him. I thank God for a future that we have. Let's go back to the book of Hebrews this morning, Hebrews chapter 11. We've been started last Sunday on preach on faith, use the scriptures here. We found that faith, of course, a wonderful thing. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. We know that's in the context of our scriptures this morning. And, of course, faith here in Hebrews 11 is a very prominent feature of the Word of God. Now we've got the record of how faith operates and what faith does. And our faith in God gets things from God. Amen. Amen. So I'm telling you, faith is real this morning. Faith, of course, is a fact, as we mentioned last Sunday. Now, faith is. Amen. It's a fact. It's a tangible faith. Amen. And the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, it can be proven in a court of God's law. It can be that faith is what is recognized in God's eyes this morning. He sees our faith. Now, man sees our works, but God sees our faith. Amen. And so we exercise our faith toward God. And so doing, we produce works that's evident before men that we're saved by God's grace. But we're justified by faith in the sight of God. We know that this morning. And so here we find, go a little bit further in the scriptures, go down to verses 5 and 6 this morning. And we know the results of faith is a good report. That was up in verse 2. We know that we receive knowledge by faith. And when we believe that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, God planned. We know it produces righteousness there in verse 4. And that's what faith does. And so faith is real this morning. And it's a precious commodity in the redemption of men men from God is faith. He gives us faith. And we receive it freely from God. Now, there's a portion of faith. There's a measure of faith that we have. And God gives us enough faith to get saved. We'll exercise that and look to God. And so faith, and then I want to look in verses 5 this morning. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now there's two verses this morning talking about faith. The Bible tells us that these men, we've got down to Enoch now. Enoch lived by faith. Now, of course, back up in the preceding verse, Abel operated by faith. And he obtained righteousness because of his faith. And that's what God gives us, is righteousness to justify us in the sight of God. It's His righteousness that's given to us, not ours. Mine and yours is not worth a dime. It's filthy rags. But I tell you, what you get from God by faith will stand at the judgment of God. Amen. And so we find Enoch, of course, was translated. So what does faith do for us this morning? Faith rewards us. Amen. Fair faith rewards us. Amen. Praise God for that. And the Bible said that faith rewarded Enoch. Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so what does faith do? It rewards us. Amen. It's going to reward us one of these days with a bodily disappearance. We're leaving here. Praise God. We're leaving here. We're going somewhere. We're not going to stick around this old globe of earth forever. This little speck in the creation of God in the midst of a vast universe. We're not going to stay here forever. Praise God. We're going to a better place. The Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. We're not so. I told you so. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So faith rewards us with a bodily disappearance. And we're going to leave here. Amen. That's what Enoch's faith done for him. He was translated that he should not see death and was not found. And so what it is, a bodily disappearance. He was not found. That means they were looking for him. They were searching for him. They were trying to find him. And they couldn't find him. He was not found. He wasn't at the house. He wasn't at the kinfolks. He wasn't down at the job. He was not in the pulpit. He was not in the tabernacle. Couldn't find him. He looked for him, but they couldn't find him. He was not found. There was a bodily disappearance because of his faith. God translated him. So there's a reward that God does. One day we're going to get out of here. Praise God, we're going to get out of here one of these days. But he was not found. And one of these days, if you're saved and you're living when Jesus comes back, you're going to disappear. We're going to disappear. We're just simply going to vanish. Amen. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. We which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're going to disappear. And so it's a bodily disappearance. He was not found. Amen. And so one day they're going to not find us. And they're going to look for us. They're going to come to the house, and they're going to open the doors of the car and truck, and they're going to look, and they're going to search, and they're going to put out a missing persons report, and everything's going to, to those that don't know any better, and they're going to look for us, but we're not going to be found. There's going to be a bodily disappearance because of our faith. Amen. I'm looking for that day. I'm looking for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, looking for that time when he's going to come and get us out of this mess. So it's a bodily disappearance. That's what faith does. It rewards us with a bodily disappearance. Now, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen. He didn't have to die the first time. And if the Lord don't come back, we'll have to die one time. But the second death has no power over us. Amen. And so it's an escape from death. That's what faith does. Rewards us with an escape from death. And so if we have to die the first death, there's nothing to that. It's just absent from the body, present with the Lord. We're going to be with him forever. And so that's what the first death is. But the second death is mentioned over in Revelation several times in the book of Revelation. And it talks about escape from death. We're not going to face the second death. Amen. We're saved by God's grace. I'm telling you, my friend, we're not going to face the wrath of God. We're not going to be subject to the wrath of an almighty God because we've got faith. Amen. And we've got faith. And so the Bible said over in Revelation chapter 20, if I can find that this morning, Revelation chapter 20, he talks about, of course, here in Revelation chapter 20 and verses 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And then he said again in the book of Revelation, he talked again something else I want you to notice this morning. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14, the Bible said, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So we're delivered from that. We're saved by God's grace. We're not going to hell. I'm not afraid of going to hell. I'm not fearing death will get me into hell. I know I'm saved. I'm not, beloved, now we know we sons of God do not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And so I'm not afraid of dying this morning, going to hell. I'm going to heaven. And if I'm alive when Jesus comes back, we'll be translated. If we're dead when Jesus comes back, we'll come out out of the ground and with a glorified body. We're going to be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to get to see the Lord. So listen, it's an escape from death. And the Bible said there in verses chapter 20, verse 14, which we read just a moment ago, chapter 21 in verse 8, the Bible said in this verse of Scripture, chapter 21 and verses 8, if I can find that this morning. But he talks about that, he said, well, they're fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we're not going there. Amen. We're not going there. We're going to heaven. Praise God. Faith produces an escape from those things. We're not subject to those things. Praise God. We're not appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. And over in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 11, another touches on that same subject. This morning the Bible said, and he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And so the second death's not going to hurt us. We're not going to be subject to that. We've been delivered from that because we're saved by God's grace this morning. Amen. And so isn't it good to know that we've got salvation now through the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. There's salvation that's real this morning. And so we find that faith produces, of course, enables us to be escaped from death. And not only that, but faith enables us to leave a testimony behind. If you've got a testimony this morning, you've got it because of faith. Amen. You got it because of faith. Because God done something in your life and God redeemed you by his wonderful grace and he purchased you and paid for you. And we've got a salvation through by grace, through faith, through him. And it all comes because of grace and because of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so what do we have this morning? Because of our faith, we've got to leave a testimony behind. We leave a testimony. The Bible said the last part of verse 5, he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. So what does God do? He had this testimony. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased God. What are you leaving behind this morning? How are you fighting against God? Are you fighting against the church? Are you fighting against Jesus? How are you pleasing God? Amen. We need to please God this morning. And that's what faith does. It enables us to leave behind a testimony that we're saved by the grace of God. The old folks ought to be able to see by our lives whether we're saved or not. By the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you live. Amen. That's a testimony. And most of the time, you know, words are a lot of words, but your life leaves really what you are because, brother, I'm telling you, your life will tell what you are in the depths of your heart, whether you're saved or not. And we leave behind the testimony. That's what faith does. It enables us to leave a testimony behind because when we're gone, they're going to remember us by our faith. Amen. If we got faith, you'll be remembered by that. Have you pleased God? Have your church man or church woman? Go to the house of God. You love souls. You help missions and you live for God. That shall be remembered when you leave this walk of life. So faith empowers us to please Him. Amen. And leave behind that testimony to please the Lord. The Bible said there in that sixth verse, he that cometh to God without faith, impossible to please Him. Amen. And so we please God by our faith. That faith sees our, God sees our faith, and He knows that we belong to Him. He knows we're saved by the grace of God, and our faith, brother, is evident because we're pleasing God, and we're walking with God. Empowers us to please Him. Who do you want to please this morning? How you want to please man, or do you want to please God? And so we're to please the Lord, and that God's approval ought to be upon our lives as we try to live for Him. Yes, you're going to have to get forgiveness of our sins and failures along the way until we get that glorified body. Jesus comes and changes from this vile body to one that's made like unto His glorious body. We're going to be full of faults and failures until then, but I tell you, we can get forgiveness for those things, and that we're going to please the Lord in our lives. Amen. Now, last of all, I want you to notice what faith does. It rewards those that seek Him. And verses 6, the Bible said, He said, for without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Are you seeking God in your life? Do you pray about your decisions? Do you pray about your daily life? And do you go about constantly seeking God and with an attitude of prayer throughout the day to witness to some precious soul? Our faith, and brother, rewards us as we seek the face of God. Amen. Seek God's face. What does God want us to do today? What does God want to use us today? We need to seek His will, and we need to seek His ways. Amen. And so seek the will of God, and walk in God's will, not our will. Jesus said, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And that's what we're to do, the will of God, and walk in the ways of God, and please the Lord, and be rewarded for that, brother, one of these days. Didn't cost us a thing in the world to get saved, but He rewards us freely because we did get saved, and because of that, we're going to see Him one of these days. So faith is real this morning. It's a fact of life. Faith is real, and the faith is rewarded, and brother, our faith is what God recognizes today. Well, I see your time's gone. God bless you. Our prayer until next Sunday. May God bless you. Meet us in the house of God. Amen.